Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of part 30 of the Noble Quran, particularly tonight, the explanation of Surah At-Tin, Surah number 95. يقول الله عز وجل والتين والزيتون, by the fig and the olive, وطور سينين, by Mount Sinai, وهذا البلد الأمين, and by the city of security, Mecca. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم, verily we created man of the best stature of mold. ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين, then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. Save those who believe and did righteous deeds, then they will have a reward without end, paradise. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين, then what or who causes you, O disbeliever, to deny the recompense? أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين, isn't Allah the best of judges? These are therefore eight verses in this chapter, chapter 95. It is known as Surah At-Tin, the chapter of the fig. Here in these verses, Allah is making an oath by At-Tin, by the fig, which we know, والزيتون, and the olive, وطور سينين, by Mount Sinai, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ, and by this city of security, meaning Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an oath by these four things. The fig, the olives, Mount Sinai, and Mecca. And the fig is known, is the known fruit. الزيتون, the olive, is also known. And Allah is making an oath by the fig and by the olive because they abundantly grow in Palestine. Because they abundantly grow in Palestine. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an oath by Mount Sinai, وطور سينين. And this is the mount at which Allah spoke to Moses directly. This is the mount by at which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa directly. And then Allah made an oath by Mecca, by this city of security, because it is the most beloved place to Allah and most honored place with Allah, the most mighty and most majestic. Some of the scholars of Islam pointed that Allah made an oath by the first three ones, the fig, the olive, and Mount Sinai, because these are part of the land of Palestine, the land of the prophets. And the last of the prophets was Israel. The last of the prophets of the children of Israel was Isa, was Jesus, son of Mary, alayhi salatu wassalam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And by the Mount Sinai, that mount at which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa directly, as to the land, to the city of security, this is Mecca, from which Allah sent Muhammad, peace be upon him, with the message to mankind until the day of resurrection. Also, regarding the Mount Sinai, it is called as such because it is the amount of blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what's around it from the valley as sacred valley. Then Allah in the verse that comes after, which is verse number 4, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ هَذَا هُوَ الْمُقْسَمُ عَلَيْهِ. This is the matter upon which the oath is being referred to, that Allah created man in the best of stature, the best of mold. The best of stature. Okay, great, alhamdulillah. So Allah created man in the best of stature, the best of mold, in terms of his natural disposition and in terms of his intention and objective. There is nothing of the creatures whom Allah created better than the children of Adam, in their creation, in their form and stature. These earthly creatures are less in stature and mold than this best stature of the children of Adam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells right after that in chapter 5, in verse 5, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we reduced him to the lowest of low. Meaning in relevance to his creation and form. As Allah stated clearly in another verse in chapter 16, verse 70. In chapter 16, verse 70. والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم ومنكم من يرد إلى أرض العمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا. Allah created you, then He causes you to die, and from amongst you there will be those who will be sent back to senility, so that they know nothing after having known. Truly Allah is all-knowing, all-powerful. So the more man increases in his age, then he will go to the lowest of low in terms of his physical ability and his physical form, and in terms of the brightness of his face and more. And if we also say, as we said earlier, that the best stature that Allah referred to concerning the creation of the children of Adam, that it also refers to the natural disposition upon which he was created, and therefore in the worship which is entailed by this natural disposition, then in therefore in this last verse, verse number 5 we read, then we reduced him to the lowest of low. There is an indication that some of mankind, we seek refuge in Allah, may return to the lowest of low after having been in the highest of high in terms of iman, in terms of faith and knowledge. And this verse comprises both, therefore, the physical aspect as well as the aspect pertaining to faith and knowledge. There is an exception, however, that came in the next verse, which is verse number 6. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Except for those who believed and did righteous deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, then they will have a reward without end, without end, meaning paradise. This is therefore an exception, save those who believe in Tawheed, in the oneness of Allah. Not only they believe, but also they do righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward without end in paradise. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me and you from the dwellers of paradise, and to forgive us our sins. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward without end, paradise. So those, they will not be returned to the state of this lowest of low. Why? Because they hold firm to their belief and to their righteous deeds, and continue on that until they die. And therefore they will have a reward غير ممنون, without an end. And also they will not be hurt in the sense that it will not be counted as a favor openly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not mention it like a kind of, well, you know, a favor upon them, like saying, well, I have, in the sense when you understand it, well, I have done this to you, I have done this to you, you know, this type of quote unquote favor where it hurts. Here Allah is saying that when they gain this reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go to count it like, you know, in this type of hurting favor, quote unquote, against them, saying, we gave you and we gave you and we gave you. Although we know in the beginning that their faith and their belief is from the favors of Allah, all of it is from the favors of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go and mention this in a way which is harmful or hurts. As it is, for example, where you can understand in worldly businesses and transactions. If someone does good to you from the people, then he may hurt you by saying, well, I have done this to you, I have done this to you, don't you remember? Every time he meets you, don't you remember I have done this to you? I gave you this and I gave you that. This is said here in order just to bring the picture closer. Otherwise, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the best example. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor that he guided them to iman and faith, and they will get their reward in full. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go about this favor with them, mentioning it to them in ways that hurt. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ, then what or who causes you, or disbelievers, to deny the recompense, meaning they deny the day of resurrection. So this is like direct now, direct addressing to them. What causes you to deny, O man, after all this clarity? The clarity concerning the commands of Allah to you, why did you deny it? Why you are denying it? What causes you to deny it? You see, now you have to link the beginning of the chapter now with this verse. So every time man contemplates about himself and his origin and his creation and his stature, that Allah chose him and created him on this mold and made him on the best nature of disposition, the natural disposition, then if he remembers this, then his iman, his faith will increase. His faith in Allah will increase. and will keep him away from looking at himself arrogantly. And he will become more and more believing in the Book of Allah and in the message of the messengers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends this chapter by saying, in a reminder, an exclamation of attestation, is not Allah the best of judges? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ? Is not Allah the best of judges? This exclamation is called exclamation of attestation, meaning Allah is attesting that He is indeed Allah the best of judges. So the greatest and most perfect ruling is that of Allah, which cannot be opposed by anything. And all wisdom belongs to Him in all of His rulings and judgments. He is the best of judges, universally and legislatively. And to Him belongs the judgment, and all affairs return to Him. We ask Allah the Most High to grant us knowledge in His book, the Quran, and in the way of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is able to do all things. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this brings the end of the explanation of this surah, Surah At-Teen, chapter 95. And the mic is free now if there is any questions.